This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome. It's hour number two. We open up the speculation machine here in hour number two. Brandon Ayuk, that's a wide receiver. His agent says no 49er trade demand has been formally made. Are you surprised by this based on his recent activity on social media? Also, Joe Burrow wants the NFL to allow more taunting. Do you agree or disagree with that? And T. Higgins, his current teammate, now says he's committed to the Cincinnati football team. How believable is that? We go all of those directions and more right now. Here it is, hour number two. Sending mixed messages. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we stay in touch. And we're everywhere you want to be, unless we're not. Coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and unreasonably powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the forums. We are in fighting form to begin the week. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there in unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. My friend Alf, the alien opiner, can't even count that high. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And our lead this hour, let's get back to the bread and butter. Football. We go back to football, and we go where the news of the day takes us. In this case, the Bay Area, Northern California. To trade or not to trade, the question for the team that lost the Super Bowl. So if you have not heard the latest, and perhaps not, the ongoing drama around Brandon Ayuk, that's a receiver, over the weekend, his agent attempted to put the kibosh on the much-anticipated trade of Brandon Ayuk. The very notion that the San Francisco wide receiver had requested a trade, someone named Ryan Williams, we're not sure who that is, we were told he was an agent of the player, went on the socials and responded to a post saying that Brandon Ayuk had requested a trade by simply saying, you need better sources. Okay, so let us discuss the question. This has been out there since before the Super Bowl that Brandon Ayuk would be traded. So Brandon Ayuk's agent says no 49er trade demand has been made. Are you surprised by this latest wrinkle in the story? So I've got Action Jackson, situational awareness, and salt. And we will combine all of these things together, and we are going to make an infomercial, which is pretty much all that's on right now on the television at this hour, usually, those infomercials. So number one!
Number one! Number one! Number one! Number one!
All right. One!
Number one!
Just had to make sure she's paying attention. So I give this whole story a little side eye. I do. Because it's a game of charades. It's a game of charades. And going on the record, which is what happened now, going on the record saying that you didn't demand a trade is irrelevant. Right? It is irrelevant. And the reason is irrelevant. Let me explain. All right. You follow the teachings of Action Jackson. Actions speak louder than words. Your parents taught you that when you were a kid. Watch what they do, not what they say. Now, I wish it was the other way around, because all I do is talk for a living. Talk. But ultimately, actions are more important. And Brandon Ayuk is entering the final season of his contractual obligation to the 49ers. There's been a lot of buzz. That's what it sounds like. Because he unfollowed the team on the ground. That is a normal act of warfare. That is an act of ratcheting tensions. You know that. I know that. We all know that. You're ratcheting up tensions based on the unfollowing activity, which he did. I didn't do it. He did it. Brandon Ayuk did. He unfollowed the 49ers. Now, you might remember, we talked about this on the show in a previous episode. The GM, John Lynch, was whispering sweet nothing into the microphones at the NFL league meetings about his player, Brandon Ayuk. And Ayuk used emoji warfare in his rebuttal. Remember? He used different emojis to spell out money talks and bullpucky walks. Although he didn't use the word bullpucky. That's a J Scoop word. He used a different word that starts with an S. And you can imagine what it might be. Oh, it's such a terrible word. We can't say it on the radio. Oh, my God. All right, now page two here. So sidestepping over to Cincinnati we go. And there's a story. It's been hopping up here the last couple days. It caught my attention. It involves Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow. I kind of like that guy. He's a pretty good player, right? Joe Burrow. So Joe Burrow recently did some fledgling podcast interview with the Kelseys. Did anyone listen to that? Probably not. And a lot of bots, probably. But anyway, Joe Burrow, in this interview, said he would like the NFL to stop enforcing the 40-year-old Mark Gastineau rule. That's what old-timers call it, involving taunting. So we're going to go in the hot tub time machine. We're going to go back 40 years, 1984. And the NFL was so upset with this guy named Mark Gastineau that they added Section 3, Article 7 in the rule book, which states a 15-yard unsportsmanlike penalty can be called for any player who is deemed guilty of using baiting or taunting tactics or words that may upset and create ill will between teams. So some of that I ad-lib, but that's the most of it. Now, Burrow stated he is pro-taunting, a controversial pro-taunting position. He said, quote, "We're all grown adults." Well, I don't know about that. I said, "We're all grown adults, really hard. We work really hard at what we do. And sometimes we'd like to show it. I'm not going to get my feelings hurt if someone sacks me and taunts me like you made a play," he said. So Joe Burrow wants the NFL to allow more taunting. Do you agree or disagree with the Bengals quarterback? So I am on Team Joe Koo. I support this. I support it to a point. Let me explain. Let me make my position. I'm going to make my elevator pitch, and then you can respond. So there is one addendum that I would add. I wouldn't completely get rid of the rule, but most of it would be gone. My one addendum I would add to the taunting rule: situational awareness. And what that means is be aware of your surroundings. Now, let me explain that for those of you a little slow in the back of the room. So let's say you're down 34-3, late third quarter. You then get a sack or you score a meaningless touchdown and you strut around with the flamboyance of the Bolshoi Ballet performer doing a ballet dance, you should be penalized, right? You should be flagged for that. That's ridiculous. It's stupid. It's dumb. But if the game is close, I'm all for it. But they actually put that rule in. They credit Mark Gastineau because he was a nut job. He did the sack dance. They were the sack exchange there, the stock exchange, playing off the Wall Street and all that back with the Jets. And there was a fight that he caused because of one of his dances. I think it was against the Rams, if I remember correctly. Anyway, it doesn't matter who it was against. They put that rule in, and the rule stayed there all these years later. But sure, why not? Especially in the age of social media. It's all about clout. You don't get clout unless you shove it in someone's face. You don't get clout. All right, final point. So staying in northern Kentucky / southern Ohio, amid the contract issue, we'll stay with the Bengals because that's compelling overnight talk radio. So the Bengals reportedly have no plans to trade wide receiver T. Higgins. But wait, there's more. That comes on the heels of Higgins saying that he anticipates staying in Cincinnati. So T. Higgins now says and pretty much admits it, I'm committed. I am committed to the Bengals. How believable is T. Higgins? Another name, we talked earlier here about Brandon Ike, another name that has been tossed out into the trade machine. So how do you file this one away? How believable is that? So I take this one with just a little pinch of salt. Because here's the way I look at it. Plans, we know, change. Right? Like, I was thinking about eating a turkey sandwich yesterday. I didn't eat that. My plans change. But plans change, and it's conceivable the Bengals would come up with some magical money, which is unlikely. But here's the other thing, and this is a dead giveaway, that this story is manure. Let me explain. So T. Higgins made this endorsement of staying with the Bengals to the media in Cincinnati at his youth football camp. At his youth football camp. Now, it has happened. I'm not going to say it hasn't happened because I do recall in the past stories like this where someone did make a comment at a youth football camp while they were hosting it that they didn't want to play for the team they're at. But it's very rare that that happens. Normal protocol is, hey, you act with the proper decorum and you say all the right things and all that. And so my theory is that T. Higgins was simply playing good cop, that he's not walked back on his position, his previous position. The way he phrased things left the door open. And I got my microscope out and I was looking over every word. Right. And the way he phrased things, there's just a little bit of wiggle room there. And we're getting close. We're now doing promos for the Fox Sports Radio NFL draft coverage. So we're getting close to that. And we're closing in on it. And that's the big step. If you make it past the draft and you haven't been traded, you are unlikely to be traded. There is a second wave that takes place usually in early June of players that change teams. So there is that. The draft's the big one. Between now and the end of the NFL draft, that's what we keep an eye on. It is the Ben Maller Show, as we are really getting that engine going right now. If you'd like to be part, the lines are open for you. You can be part of it. Speakeasy rules are in effect. You can join the fun and all that. Well, if you think it's fun, I don't know. But you don't have to call if you don't have the patience for it. Not everyone's cut out to be a caller. Most people can't handle it. But you can send a message in on X at Ben Maller. That is at Ben Maller if you'd like to be part. The Full Monty and put a name on it. The Full Monty and put a name on it. We'll get to all that. And we will do it. Next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip. Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So, listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into a world of imagination. The Ben Maller Show has no marketing budget. We need your assistance in growing the congregation of the Maller Militia. How do you do it? Tag Maller-related content on all social media networks. You are the missing jigsaw puzzle piece to unlock the Ben Maller Show to new compatriots. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's
Justin
Ben Maller.
Prefers Black Stallion.
Coming up later this hour, Maller to the third degree for your dancing and dining entertainment. We begin this hour a random hodgepodge of NFL nonsense. The Midnight Walker writes in. He says the Bengals fans all want T. Higgins back. Then their Super Bowl hopes will be right on track. Big Benny is back. Yes, thank the good Lord. Late last week, it was rough. We were all getting bored. I don't know what you're talking. Fine professionals that were filling in for me. Ferg Dog says, hey, Ben, is in Eddie's next update, can you make him report the Clippers sat every starter in their loss against the Rockets? I think he's leaving that little factoid out on purpose to deceive the listener.
Nobody cares.
Eddie, Ferg Eddie. Dog cares. Are you saying Ferg Dog's a nobody? Are you dismissing
sense,
the great Ferg
sense,
Dog?
Yes,
Ferg Dog.
He talks out of his Ferg Dog a lot.
So I got mail here. I got mail here, Eddie, by an absolute coward. A total coward
sent a message.
So this guy, of course, I knew right away when I was handed the mail, there was no return address. And I've done this job long enough, Eddie, to know if there's no return address,
then there's nobody's going to sign it. They're going to rip you.
Exactly. And that's exactly what happened here. Some loser in the Boston area. We don't know. It was postmarked. There's no return address, but it came from Boston, and very upset. So, I mean, it was a type. If you see that, Eddie, it's a typed out letter. They didn't sign it. I'm not going to bother reading it because they didn't sign their name because they're you know what. They're a type of cat, and it's called a pussy cat, I believe is the term on that. Or the snake would be the pussy willow snake. Wasn't that Clay Travis's thing when he worked
here? Yes, he was.
He was told not to say the other thing, so he just said pussy willow, the snake. Anyway, he says, and no, I signed it. He says, I will not reveal my name. I have no intention of identifying myself to your so-called militia.
He says, that really is a coward, my God.
Which undoubtedly models itself on your hero. I'm sure you know who I mean. Who's my hero, Eddie? I don't know who my hero is. I have no idea. Anyway. And then the guy, there was a bunch of misspellings. Like, dude, if you're going to type it out, there's a spell check. Like, what's wrong with you? All right.
Get a life, get a real job.
Yeah. All right. There's a typical... coward hiding behind, I don't know what. And you spent, how much did the postage on this? I don't know. Sent a while ago. Took a while to get here, but it doesn't matter.
Right, probably 25 cents.
Right in the trash. I don't think it's 25 cents anymore. I think it's
no, it's definitely more than that.
I think it's like 50 cents or something like that. They keep raising the price of postage. Let's see. What is the price? Let's see. What do you think it is, Eddie? Price to send
I'm going to say 45 cents.
But what if you get a really nice stamp?
Doesn't matter.
Let's see here. Price of postage.
48 cents.
No, it says mailing a postcard domestically will run you 56 cents.
What?
That's what it says. Yeah. But that's a postcard. This was a letter. This loser sent a letter without signing there. Like, I don't understand that. I've never understood that, Eddie. If I go to a restaurant, I don't like the restaurant, you know what I do, Eddie? I don't go back, right? If I listen to a song that sucks, I don't keep listening. I don't understand. Like, the mindset, it's like some kind of mental illness from someone like that. It's fascinating.
Standard-sized rectangular envelope stamp starts at 68 cents,
according to you. 68! I was wrong! 68 cents!
Lowballed.
That's insane! 68 cents! What kind of crap? That's ridiculous.
Who has 68 cents these days?
Nobody. Yeah, come on.
No one even has 2 cents.
My God, 68 cents. It's criminal. We should boycott. I don't even look at the mail. Do you look at I don't look at the mail.
It's always junk.
Yeah, I don't look at it.
I mean, you have to look at it because every once in a while something important does come, but most of it is junk.
Oh, for example, speaking of that. So I do have a birthday coming up, and I on the road trip, the family trip there, I had to give my driver's license because we had rented a car, and so I had to give my driver's license. My driver's license expires in less than 2 weeks. How about that? So I went on the website, the DMV website, to get my license renewed. They then said, I have to take the test.
I have to take the test. Written or driving or both?
Well, not the drive, the written, but what if I fail the test then?
No, you can, I had to do that a few years ago, and basically you just keep taking it until you pass
it. Good, okay, good.
I failed one of my college quizzes tonight. It didn't feel very good.
And then you do it on an iPad.
You do it on an iPad?
Yeah, it's fancy now.
Okay. What?
So I'm kind of paranoid because I hate going to the DMV. They say, well, there's a way you could do it online, but you have to have a camera set up, and I don't know about that. I mean, I do have a camera.
You do have a camera.
I know, but it's like intrusive, I don't know about that. So I might go to the DMV. But the trick is, because we're in a big city here, Eddie, so the trick is to go to a DMV out in the boondocks, far away.
You're down there behind the orange curtain, so you can find some little Laguna Hills or something.
I could probably find some. I might go out Inland Empire. I might go out the IE, far out there.
I don't know if I'd recommend that.
No?
No, I don't think so.
No?
I think I'd stay where you are.
I think I went to a DMV in Rancho Cucamonga one time.
I was thinking Palm Springs might be good.
That's quite the drive.
That is a bit of a...
How long are you going to wait at the DMV?
Yeah. You can get a nice.
If you get an appointment, you only have to wait probably an hour or so. If you get an appointment,
so you've had the test thing, Eddie.
Yes.
Okay, and so I don't need to worry about it. There's no studying. It's just a lot of it's probably common sense.
I didn't
right?
pass it the first time.
Oh, you didn't, Eddie.
But they just are like, wait a few minutes and take it again. Well, and it's multiple choice, so you're like, and they give you the same question, so you're
good.
Well,
all right.
It wasn't A, so I'll go with B.
Yeah. Well, I was explaining to my wife, I said, there's so, I mean, we almost got killed seven times driving from San Jose to LA. I mean, literally almost got killed seven times. And all these people, I assume, have licenses. So they'll let anyone drive. It's like, doesn't matter. This is, boom, you're on your way. Knock yourself out. Let's go to the phones. And now, speaking of a man that does not know how to drive, Mark the Full Name Guy. Hello, Mark the Full Name Guy in Medford, Oregon. Is he there? The line is punched up. I do not hear the dulcet tones of Mark the Full Name Guy.
Is that our first caller of the night?
Yeah.
Good start.
Thank you. Let's go to Blind Emmett, the Seahawk fan. See, maybe
he'll be there.
Of course I'm there, Eddie. What's going on, Ben?
See?
There he is. You knew. You always can rely on Blind Emmett. Do you have your big board of board ops and producers? Who's at the very top of your this week's big board?
This week's big board? I mean, Lorraine has been doing a good job. She's still at the top because we had that deal last time I called the show. She played a song that it got adjusted.
Oh, so you're easy, man. She just played a song. You caved into her.
Hey, I mean, she's coming to her own with the drops. I mean, she fits in with the show well. I mean, she's kind of bringing,
all right. Who's at the bottom? I don't care. Fine. All right. Who's the worst?
That sentence I didn't like.
Who's the worst?
Let me think.
Oh, he's gonna answer the question. He's actually gonna answer. I didn't think you would answer the question.
It's off of the fact that the guy's never here anymore. So, like, if you don't work, you have to be at the bottom of the list. Alex Teicher, that guy's never in, dude.
Oh, like, shots at Alex the Vegan.
And I like Alex the Vegan.
Yeah.
He's a great guy. And he's super nice.
Well, he's been
never there.
I believe he's been filling in on the Cowherd Show, which is like working with Jesus around here. So it's very important.
He probably only gets to talk to him once. Like, at least let the man talk to Cowherd, like, every commercial break. Like, I doubt Cowherd even knows his name. He's like, oh, that one dude who
I don't know the technical. I think that's a pretty easy gig though. But I don't know. He's been busy. Well, I guess I don't know what's going on. I'm sleeping when Cowherd's on, so I have no
Me
idea.
Me too.
What goes
exactly.
On that show. But I do know it makes the company a lot of money and they like him a lot. So I do know that.
He better get more money for it. If he's leaving, you know, the normal shows for Cowherd for a little bit.
What do you want to be his agent? You want to be Alex the Vegan's agent? Maybe get some extra tofu or something.
He would love that.
Yeah.
Hey, if I get paid, I'll be the agent.
You should start a group, try to get everyone more money here that works here.
You should think of it more as an internship with benefits.
There you go.
Yeah.
But Ben, I know you got to get to Eddie soon, so quickly, I just want to say, I feel like for the Bengals, like last year is just a horrible year for them, an off year. I mean, they had lots of injuries and all that. I think Joe Burrow is going to hopefully come back to full health, or at least.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be fine when the season begins. But will he be there when the season ends? Will he be standing upright and ready to go when the season starts? That's what matters.
Yeah, if their offensive line can come through, hopefully they'll actually have some time to, like, throw the ball.
See, you're ripping fat guys. That's a bad job by you. And it's not always the offensive line. As real football people know, most of the time the sack often is on the quarterback for not getting the ball and all that. But you're going to get hit. You run around, you get hit in the ankles, the knees, all that stuff. All right.
Sorry, calf like Joe Burrow.
That was unnecessary, but that's why it was a calf. I thought you said something else, but apparently you did not say what I thought you said. I thought you said it took a crap, but anyway. All right. Well, thank you. You want to toss to Eddie? You want to do the big toss, Emmett?
Of course I will.
Okay. Here's Blind Emmett tossing to Garcia. Let's see how this sounds.
You're listening to the Ben Maller Show live from the Tyrek.com studios on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up next, we'll hear some more banter with Big Ben and some more of these riveting phone calls. But right now, for all your NBA, MLB, and, of course, the Masters coverage, this is a man who is still maybe riding the Pirates train, but you already know he's ready for those NHL playoffs. It's Edmund Dallas Steamboat Willie Garcia.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't think you've gotten to this yet, but because I didn't hear you, squealing with delight. The Giants lose to the Rays 9-4, and also losing Blake Snell. Seven earned runs in four innings.
Why don't you sit out another couple months, you loser?
He's 0-2 now on the season. His career with the Gigantes.
That's why Mark the full name guy hung up. He didn't want to deal with me attacking. I was waiting for him to bring it up, and he hung up like that. Maybe it's like the same guy that sent that letter, Eddie.
Angels were smart not to sign him.
It was a solid move. Veteran move by the Halos. There you go. All right, is that it, Eddie? You done? I got a fun fact. You want a fun fact? Fun fact.
Do I have a choice?
Fun fact, Eddie. The Rockettes, the Houston Rockettes, who beat the C squad of the Clippers, they finish 41-41 this season. They become the greatest 11 seed in the history of that sport at the professional level, the NBA. There has never been an 11 seed that finished at 500. The only 11 seed ever to have a non-losing record. And that and a couple of dollars will get you a donut. So congratulations to the Rockettes. And you mentioned this guy incorrectly earlier, Eddie, but Boban Marjanovic, the center for the Rockettes.
Bogdan Bogdanovic.
Oh, well, it's all the same, Eddie.
I love the Rockettes.
You like the Rockettes?
I used to want to be one of them.
Really?
Yeah, with the good kicks. They have really nice kicks.
Yeah, they're really good. Yes, they moved to Houston, the Rockettes. They used to be at the Radio City Music Hall in New York, but now they're in Houston. Yeah.
These are different Rockettes.
No, same thing. Same thing. So Boban Marjanovic, this guy's like Frankenstein. This guy's huge, okay? This Boban. I met him. He's a good guy. Nice guy. Played with the Clippers. So he's on the Rockets now. He's like the victory cigar at the end of the game. You put him in there because you've won the game. You've wrapped it up. But Boban Marjanovic, he did the ultimate solid for the working man Clipper fan. And because they have one of those promotions where if the opposing player misses two foul shots, everyone gets a free chicken sandwich. And the game was decided. It was less than 5 minutes to go in the game. Boban goes up there. He misses the first one. He then gives the sign. He gives the sign to the fans. It's on like delicious fried chicken. And he intentionally brickhoused the second foul shot. And the crowd went wild, Eddie. They got free chicken. Free bok bok chicken.
Because that's all it takes to get free chicken? Is a guy missing two free throws?
In the fourth quarter, Eddie, he intentionally missed the second foul shot. He did it for the common man. Let me tell you something. Okay, some people would say, oh, that's integrity of the game. You can't. No! Every single man, woman, and child that goes and picks up their free chicken sandwich is going to think of Boban. And they're going to remember Boban when he retires someday. And in the back of their mind, it's one of the great fan experiences that you got a free chicken sandwich because some millionaire basketball player intentionally bricked a couple of shots. That's wonderful.
Good for him. That's awesome.
No, I thought that was great. There's a really funny video bouncing around of that, and I thought that was good. Now, here's a story that I think you brought to my attention today. It's the full Monty. Did you see that Juju Smith-Schuster?
Well, I didn't bring this to your attention.
So Juju Smith-Schuster let the entire world see his twig and berries right there. He sent it out on Snapchat.
Say who?
Yes. Now, you want to do some research on this if you want. Feel free there, Lorena. But Juju Smith-Schuster, he's a football player for the New England Patriots. And he sent out a Snapchat photo. He was in a car with a young woman there sitting next to him. And he had the, I guess he had the corn dog was out there, Eddie. He was wanted the world to see the corn dog. And he then deleted it. But as we know, the internet is forever. So there are. Coop, have you done the research on this, Coop? Have you looked into this story at all?
I have not, but I just watched the replay of the Boban.
Me too.
Thing.
Oh, that was fantastic.
You moved on from my story about the sausage? Okay, go ahead.
Well, I mean, I was still on your previous story.
Never mind.
Okay, fine. Well, we're on the Boban. These are good stories.
The play-by-play is great, too.
Oh, are you watching the Rockets feed?
Yeah.
Do we have it? Can we play it? All right, well, we have it. We'll play it. All right, let's see. This is what it sounded like. Boban, he gave the sign. Did you see him when he gave the sign?
Yeah, he gave the sign. He said, I got you.
I got you, man. I'm going to do you a solid. I'm going to get you chicken. I'm going to get you a chicken sandwich. And he did. All right, here we go. Let's hit this audio. Let's see what we got here.
Eventually, be some free chicken on the board if he misses the second free throw.
Oh, man, free chicken on the board.
Yeah, so that's why the fans are getting a little frothy.
Oh, they're pointing to you. Bobon's playing with the ground.
Yeah!
Chicken. Come on, Boban!
Here's your job!
Oh, he gave him chicken! He's a man of the people! He's a man of the people!
Did he get that on purpose?
He did! He gave out free chicken!
Isn't that great?
That's awesome.
Oh, I love Boban.
He's my going to be my Express Pro of the Week right there.
Is he?
Boban.
Okay.
That was amazing.
Oh,
awesome.
So good. Yeah. You know, he's been in a movie. You know that?
Makes him like a hero. That.
Yeah.
Do you realize how many people he just fed?
Yeah. Oh, if they actually cash in. He was in, I believe he was in a John Wick movie, I think.
Yes.
Is that correct? Am I right?
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, he was in that. He was also in that one with, what's the comedic actor that did the serious basketball movie? What am I thinking of? Adam Sandler? The Hustle? Wasn't that called The Hustle?
Hustle.
What? Yeah.
Or Hustle. Just Hustle.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, he was in that. Because if you need a really tall,
he does commercials too. He's
a fun guy. Yeah. He ought to get an endorsement deal. What was that? Was Chick-fil-A? I think. I think it was a Chick-fil-A deal or something like that.
Chick-fil-A.
I think it was. So Chick-fil-A should have him do a commercial.
Wait, isn't the one with Adam Sandler like The Longest Yard or something?
Well, that was a deal.
That was a football movie.
That was a football movie.
This was a serious movie, Lorena.
The football's there's a different shape than a basketball. Like a basketball's like around a football. Now we love you. We love that about you, Lorena, that you are here with us. And if I, you think, Eddie, if I put a golf ball, a tennis ball, a softball, a baseball, a basketball, and a football. How many of those do you think that our friend Lorena could pick up? Because she's admitted she does not have the sports gene. You've admitted that, right, Lorena?
Yes.
You are more of a musically inclined woman.
I'd do better with dinner forks and salad forks.
I understand.
I would have said all of them, but now I'm unsure about that after that last statement.
I'm thinking about, I can't tell her because then she'll do research. So I might just have to put that in my Mary Poppins bag. I have to do that. Anyway, so that's the Boban. And the boys did not want to talk about Juju Smith-Schuster giving the full Monty there and sending out the photo, which he deleted. But and the internet.
I've come across that as well.
You have. He's not nothing to be ashamed of as far as Coop. It's not something that, there's some investigating going on in the other room there. But he deleted it. Do you think he clicked the wrong button? You think that was supposed to be sent to someone, and he just clicked the wrong thing and sent it to everyone? That must be the case, right?
I think he's an idiot.
Okay, that's also conceivable. But yeah, that's a nice Sunday
car
drive.
Can I say flaccid on the air?
Wow! All right. Well, there you go. You just did. There you go. Well, it was not. It was not standing at attention there. It was not that kind of situation. Anyway, we will have Maller to the third degree. We'll push back that name the team situation. We'll push that back to later. But we'll have Maller to the third degree. Here's the Insta trivia. Entering Sunday, Blank had the lowest in-zone whiff rate, if I could talk that one up, the lowest in-zone whiff rate this Major League Baseball season, with a minimum of 70 in-zone swings. Again, entering play on Sunday, Blank had the lowest in-zone whiff rate this MLB season, with a minimum of 70 in-zone swings. That is the Insta trivia. The answer, we'll get to it, and we will do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
The Ben Maller Show is archived in the audio vault for posterity's sake, giving those working the dreaded day shift the chance to consume the audio buffet. Follow us, both the Ben Maller Show and Fifth Hour with Ben Maller podcasts are always free and filled with fun for every man, woman, and child. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
We have, coming up momentarily, Maller to the third degree. Here's the Insta trivia. Entering Sunday, Blank had the lowest in-zone whiff rate, what the hell that is, in Major League Baseball this season, with a minimum of 70 in-zone swings. That is the question. I don't know. Just go with it, okay? Just go with the damn question. That is the question. What is the answer? Let's see. Does anyone know the answer? Mr. Nice Guy says the Lone Ranger Michael Adams is the correct answer. Where do you find this crap? Who else do we have? Justin in Cincinnati says, is it the Oregon State baseball team? He said, Alf the alien opiner going with the other birthday boy on Sunday, Charlie Hustle. Yeah, who had the famous
quote. When's your birthday, Ben?
Coming up at the end of the month, Eddie. The 29th. Yeah. When's your birthday?
October.
All right. Andrew McCutcheon, guessed by Shane of Des Moines. Rusty Staub from Rob in Minnesota. Mark Lemke, Atlanta Brave legend from Kyle. Juju's side chick, guessed by the King Rory. Rob, well, he's going to have some explaining to do if that's the case. Rob Deere from Eek in Roseville, Minnesota. That's his answer. Who else do we have? Major League Baseball great Dickie Thon from Slug in Vegas. That's, of course, our buddy Slug. Who else do we have?
Hey, buddy.
Rusty, I got to say this name properly, Eddie. Kuntz from Mark. Brett Favre from Sean in Portland. Eva Mendez from I-40 Ian. Big fan of her work. Who else? All right, that's it. Yeah, Eddie, you have an answer. I need an answer!
I'm going to go with former A's, Orioles, Tigers, and Rangers legend Mickey Tettleton.
Mickey Tettleton. Is that correct? No, that is not correct. I looked at Lorena. She gave me these eyes like, what are you talking about? The correct answer is from the New York Yankees, Alex Verdugo. Verdugo. Let's check back on that stat later this season. Something tells me that stat's not going to last. Here we go!
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree.
Here we go!
This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
Koop-a-loop wearing Laker propaganda on top of his head.
That's right. Well, the Raiders have Aiden O'Connell and Gardner Minshew on the roster, but neither are seen as franchise quarterbacks. Reports surfaced this weekend that the Raiders have their eyes on Dak Prescott when he becomes a free agent in 2025. Ben, do you think the Cowboys will let him hit the market?
All right, so my first thought is, yes, he will hit the market. My second thought is that is a plant by Dak Prescott's agent to try to put pressure on the Cowboys, say, hey, if you do not pay this guy, he's going to run out to Las Vegas and be surrounded by showgirls and crackheads in Vegas and have a wonderful time at the slot machines and all that. So you got to pay this guy. So that, I think that was a plan. Like, the Raiders are attempting to finagle the draft to get a quarterback, and they're going to have to trade up to do that. So that's the goal for the Raiders. But, yeah, there'll be a bunch of teams that will be interested in Dak because he's been around a while. But do I believe that particular rumor? No. Next.
Ben, so we are headed for Clippers-Mavericks round three.
That's right. These teams, man, you think of that Dallas-LA rivalry. Mm-hmm. Holy crap.
Well, the Clippers are the favorites heading into the playoff
series. That's right.
But the Mavs have had the NBA's best record since the All-Star break, and the Clippers have gone, it was like 15-13 or 16-13. It's not very good. Ben, will this be another first-round exit for the Clippers?
Well, listen, I've talked to Kawhi. In fact, I've been massaging his knee, me and masseuse. I've got some baby oil out. He'll be fine. And Kawhi, listen, all Luka does is put up great empty stats and lose to the Clippers in the playoffs. That's what he does. It'll happen again. Next!
I don't think that's always happened. The Nets are going through a bit of an upheaval as they search for a new head coach, but they will be sticking with GM Sean Marks despite much of the Nets fan base having lost confidence in him. Ben, is keeping Marks a bad idea?
No, because he sucks up to ownership, clearly, and the owner likes him. So that's the key to keeping a job. He's got that great accent as well. It doesn't matter. The Nets are irrelevant. How do we do? How do we do? How do we
do? You failed this edition.
That's a win. He told me off the air I won, Eddie. He said I won. Nothing. He lied on the air, but off the air he said I won. So I'm a winner. I consider myself a winner.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.